This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Comey's in trouble. Comey, Comey, Comey. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I just find it humorous that James Comey, he wants to, you know, come across as this stoic, you know, G-man that's always for the greater good, and he's nothing like it. He's quite the opposite. Sarah Sanders attacked him. She unloaded on him. This was on Monday. This is after he testified in front of Congress about his handling of the criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server and the Steele dossier, and how that was used to launch an investigation against then-candidate Donald Trump that bled over into the very investigation of which everybody recommended Mueller to follow up on because of the dossier, so none of this should even be happening. And the Democrats love it. They love it for one reason, because it keeps Donald Trump in the news in a negative way. Here's what he said. Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter, that the words of a president matter, that the rule of law matters and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today? At some point, someone has to stand up in the face of the fear of Fox News and the fear of their base and the fear of mean tweets. Stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement, but stand up and speak the truth. Yeah, I agree. And we are against you, Jim Comey. And he went on. I played these clips earlier in the broadcast. He says they're going to have to explain to their grandchildren what they did today. That was the most ominous thing he said. They're going to have to explain to their grandchildren what they did. What does he mean by that? What they did to him. No, let me tell you. Comey is telling you what he's going to have to explain to his grandchildren. Are you paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show? Have you been a part of my classroom sessions? 844-551-8255. He's going to have to explain to his grandchildren what he did. That's what Comey's concerned about. But he's got to spin it. Guys, here's the secret. I'm giving you the secret decoder ring. All you got to do is say what they say. In other words, if Comey tells you that the Republicans got to explain to their grandchildren, you know Comey's worried about explaining this to his grandchildren. Doesn't matter what he looks like. Doesn't matter how eloquent he sounds, it doesn't matter. That's what he's concerned about. What am I going to tell my grandchildren when they find out how big of a crook I am? A few hours later, Sarah Sanders blasted him. Republicans should stand up to Comey and his tremendous corruption, from the fake Hillary Clinton investigation to lying and leaking to FISA abuse and a list too long to name. The president did this country a service by firing him and exposing him for the shameless fraud he is. I want you to think about how tough those words are coming from the press secretary of the United States. I want you to, you know, these are people that won't call each other liars. Well, you know, the senator is not being truthful. That's what they couch the language. I want you to just go back a little bit. Look at how they refer to one another. Sarah Sanders is calling this guy. She's saying the fake Hillary investigation, lying and leaking. They don't use the word lying. They don't. Then she goes out and calls him a shameless fraud. I want you to tell me, when's the last time you heard a press secretary use that kind of language against anybody? Anybody. I'm waiting. I'm going to save you the trouble. It doesn't happen. Think about what would make Sarah Sanders have that much gumption. You think Sarah Sanders is willing to put reputation on the line to say that and not be briefed in some idea of what's happening here? See, I don't know. I want to be clear. I don't know anything I'm telling you, except the following. I know that Jim Comey is a rat in a deep state swamp of the highest order. I know that. He is a mid-level fixer who was trying to get promoted. And had Hillary Clinton made it to the presidency, forget all that talk about what Comey did to her. He would have become the highest fixer, anointed by Mueller, and they would have four or five of the, the highest order fixers at the ready. But he didn't make it. He did everything he could to make it happen. I'm telling you, no matter what they spin it, they tell you, oh, the Clinton campaign is mad at Comey. They weren't mad at Comey. Don't believe that for a second. They knew Comey was between a rock and a hard place. He did everything he could to get this woman elected. He didn't prosecute her and said, no, prosecutor worth his weight would have put a case against Hillary Clinton. And there were prosecutors going, are you kidding me? I have plenty of information to put her away. He didn't, he gave immunity to people that shouldn't have had immunity. They could have easily told us what was going on. Are you kidding me? He's a fixer. And Sarah Sanders called him what he was. Folks, I know he was a fixer. I know Sarah Sanders is a very contemplative individual. She, understands her role, that if the information turns out not to be true, what she says has the potential to damage not only her, but the President of the United States. And she came out and she said that Comey is a liar. He is a shameless fraud, and he should have been fired. Now I go back and I'll ask you this question again. When have you heard somebody do that? I mean, we've had some contentious press secretaries under Barack Obama, and we had Scaramouche for a minute on our side. I'm just saying, tell me when you've heard any talk like that. Now, ask yourself, would Sarah Sanders risk her career and risk the reputation of the Trump White House if she didn't know something? I'm going to play Columbo here for a little bit. Hey, Inspector, I got one more question for you. All right? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's when I tell you got to read between the lines. You got to look at things differently and not just accept these things the way people try to sell them to you. The bigger story here, in my opinion, is exactly what I just described. Sarah Sanders doesn't do that. Press secretaries get fired for doing that. So for her to do that, I'm telling you, somebody's whispering in her ear. I don't know the level of access. I watch House of Cards, but that's as much as insight as I have, okay? But something's up. And I'm glad that she was able to do that, because it tells me a lot. Yeah, more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I've been telling you guys that we're targeted by the Googles of the world, the Facebooks, etc. I was talking to a buddy of mine, runs a large, large website. And he says to me, he says, yeah, Kevin, I got a call and from a friend of ours. And he said, the Washington Post is trying to track you down and do a story. And my buddy says to the caller, to his our mutual friend, I'm not talking to them. And our buddy, mutual friend, says, well, look, they're going to write the story with or without you. So my buddy says, okay, I'll talk to them. So it was the same conversation I had with the Washington Post. Washington Post tells me, so, Kevin, you wrote this article, and it was derogatory about blankety blank, and Jeep ran an article in the middle of your story. You know, is that fair or whatever? And I went, well, first of all, I'm an opinion site, but I said, are you implying that conservatives don't buy Jeeps? Well, no, it's not that. You know, it's just the article is, you know, this, that, it's misleading, it's this, that, and the other. And I go, no, my article is written to conservatives. It's written about how stupid liberals are, like you and your organization, and that you people are just out there looking for trouble, as you are right now. And I'm, by the way, I'm recording this phone call. You do acknowledge that, right? Yeah? Say, because I know whatever you write, it'll be a hit piece. And that'll be that. But I said, most of the times on my page, it's toe fungus. And you know, anti-aging cream with some lady's face that looks like, you know, she's been rode hard and put up wet. I don't get good ads. I go, I'm shocked to hear that there was a Jeep ad in the middle of my article. But that being said, guess what? People that read my stuff, we buy Jeeps, we buy Rolexes, we buy trips to nice places. We don't all have freaking toe fungus. Anyway, my buddy had the same identical thing, except he said to, now my friend, they have more news, but his article was nothing wrong. But he goes, this article is not good, and I don't think Google would like to know that their ads are running on this page, yada, yada, yada. Well, fast forward. Week later, Google cancels AdSense on my friend's website. So, in follow-up with the conversation with this guy, he says, I find it very coincidental that you call me, point out an ad, and then Google calls me a week later and they cancel me, my ability to make money on my ad, on my website. He goes, yeah, well, I did inform Google. Now, let me just give you an idea. My buddy, he spent $40,000 to buy the domain that he owned. And up to the point of that conversation, he had had his traffic go through. Millions of conservatives came to that website every month. Nobody was destroyed. No children or animals were harmed in the making of this film, okay? And within a 2 days or a week of talking to this guy, his page is gone. His income stream, gone. So when I tell you this is happening. This is happening to us right now, and we're complicit. You guys own Google stock. You participate on Facebook. You use the Google search engine. I told you, I use Google search engine to research something negative about Obama. Some video I knew he'd made. Could not find it. Went to Bing. Bam. It was a top five. What? People told me Google was suppressing news and information, and I did not believe it until I had to do it myself. I'm not going to use these clowns. Anyway, they have a conspiracy against us. And the only way they're going to learn about this conspiracy is when we teach them a lesson. But until then, they're going to continue their antics. They don't know any different. The Daily Caller writes this article. Google employees sought to block Breitbart from Google AdSense less than 1 month after President Donald Trump took office. Leaked emails from the company reveal they were trying to do exactly what I just described to my friend, to Breitbart News. Breitbart News presents conservative, to be honest with you, I say Breitbart News presents the truth. Now, you can call it conservative news. It would be like saying, Kevin, you have opinions, and your opinions are conservative. I would tell you my opinions are not conservative. My opinions are practical. My opinions make fun of the lunacy no matter what. I'm going to be talking about Martha McSally getting appointed by Doug Ducey, Governor Ducey in Arizona, to the Senate. And I promise you, it isn't a flattering article about Ducey or McSally. Ducey is playing the game. McSally is a loser. And we're promoting a loser into the Senate. I'd rather take the top congressman and make that I would rather take an Andy Biggs, who's our congressman in Arizona, and make him a senator than take McSally. Biggs has proven he can win elections, 70-something percent. He wins in his district. He knows how to run campaigns. He's newsworthy. But he gives it to a loser. Another story. We'll talk about that in a bit. But what I'm getting at is, if Donald Trump does something wrong, I criticize. If he does stuff right, most of it is, I give him props. Same with Obama. Obama rarely did anything right. But a couple times I said, you know, that was a good move. But these guys, Google employees, intentionally tried to block Breitbart. And let me tell you something else. They intentionally blocked my other buddy. They have intentionally blocked dozens, if not hundreds, of income-producing websites. These people have killed the jobs of dozens, hundreds, possibly thousands of people over political ideology. And what they did, they used, quote, hate speech. The alleged hate speech as a pretense for banning Breitbart from the advertising campaign. And it's, look, this is not a question of if, this is a question of they did it. Barring Breitbart from advertising would have been a devastating impact on them. I don't know how much money, but I can tell you this. A site like them that generates 200 million visitors in a month, and their Google AdSense would have probably been something along the lines of $500,000 a month. Easy. Easy with those kind of numbers. So they're taking $500,000. How many people could you employ for $500,000 a month? Now, my friend, he lost over $100,000 a month. That's what he lost. Now, this isn't conjecture. Breitbart got these emails and they published them one day before Google CEO Sundar Pichai, I think that's how you say his name, was going to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. And a Google spokeswoman confirmed the email's authenticity. So we know this for a fact. The question is, what's going to happen to Google, who shut down these websites in this way? Do you think they're going to get sued? And after, where are we? We should be initiating class action lawsuits against these folks. That's what we should be doing. This is pathetic. Why do you think I keep telling people, go to teapartycommunity.org, join up, so we can at least have a fighting chance? Let me ask you something. Do you think these guys are going to help us going into 2020, or do you think they're strategizing on how they can crush Donald Trump, crush you, because you dared elect somebody that they didn't think was electable? You made a fool out of them. Do you really believe they're going to let you do that again? Folks, we got to wake up as conservatives. Stop being selfish. Go help people that are looking to solve the problem. And that's what my team's doing.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Interest rates are going up again. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes
over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows. And inflation has been low and stable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill that would head off a partial shutdown of the federal government at week's end. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby hopes Congress learns something from this.
I think we've got to work together and put the country first, always. I've said that many, many times. And if we do this, things work out.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is expressing regret about the state of American politics. In his farewell address at the Library of Congress, Ryan said disagreement often gives way to outright distrust. Ryan did not run for re-election in Wisconsin, and his future plans are unknown. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not a person of color, and I haven't lived your life or experienced anything like the subtle prejudice or more overt harm that you may have experienced just because of the color of your skin. But rules matter. And our government, not just individuals within the government, but the government itself, has systematically discriminated against black people in this country.
That was Elizabeth Warren. She's trying to gear up for the presidency, so she's got to come clean, fess up, as it were. She says, I am not a person of color. So see, let me explain what's going on. She's soft-shoeing that. I'm not a person of color, so, you know, I don't feel your pain. And so if somebody comes back and says, well, you claim you're an Indian. Yeah, I've already admitted that I'm not a person of color. So what? She benefited for decades over it. Now she's done. So she can run. Run. I want her to run. I hope the Democrats pick her. Pick her, please. I'm like Colbert and all these other people. What was the other guy? John Roberts. Pick
Donald Trump. We hope you run for president. I hope you do. Please, Donald Trump. I will support your campaign.
The only difference is Elizabeth Warren will never, ever be president of the United States. Never. But people like her get elected. They absolutely do. I mentioned Martha McSally. Not long ago, well, earlier in the broadcast, I was talking about her because she ran a campaign and she lost. And she didn't fight very hard to beat a woman by the name of Kyrsten Sinema for the Senate seat that was abandoned by Jeff Flake. And now I think we know why. I think the fix was in. I think that everybody knew that because of Ducey appointed a guy named John Kyle, who was a previous senator from Arizona, and he was McCain replacing. And then Kyle was like, I'll step in into, you know, for an interim, but I'm gone at the end of the year. So they knew win or lose, if McSally just, if she won, great, that would give, you know, Ducey another person to appoint, but she lost, so boom, she gets the seat. And it was rumored she would get it, and people were like, don't give that to McSally. She's a rhino. But I think they had a deal in place. I'm not talking about anything sinister. Not the, you know, just the regular inside Republican politics we've grown to hate. Oh, man. And I get it. McSally's a woman. I believe, right? Better yet, she's unmarried. That fact leaves enough ambiguity as to her sexuality that even leftists might like her. If you look closely, McSally is just a slightly more conservative version of now Senator Kyrsten Sinema, the leftist who beat her in post-election Democrat voting. So here's how they're kind of the same. Cinema did not serve in the military, but she had a brother who did. Now, McSally, she served in the military. Just in case she didn't know, McSally flew fighter jets. And what conservative wouldn't want a female senator who served in the armed forces and flew fighter jets? What kind of conservative are you if you don't want that kind of a woman, huh? Is you ignorant? I'm talking fighter jets, people. F-18s, F-16s, F-15s, F-22s, F-35s, F-U. No, I'm kidding. You get it. She flew fighter jets. I don't know what she flew. I think an F-18. Was she Navy? And she talked about it a little bit. She was in her flight uniform, you know, one time. It's impressive. But what it implies is that McSally knows how to fight. But you couldn't see that in her election run. She pretty much relied on the establishment. They did it by the book. Negative campaign against cinema, which is fine, because cinema was always with the military, or always with the police, always with old people and children. She did. Cinema tried to play herself off as the most moderate person on the planet. And then there was McSally's McCain-esque lying about protecting Arizona's border. She voted against border protection. Okay, I mean, she was, for all intents and purposes, she was a Democrat. Democrat, Republican light at best. Democrat, you know, it probably more likely. Anyway, AZ Central, Arizona reports this. Republican U.S. Representative Martha McSally will replace retiring U.S. Senator John Kyle to fill the next 2 years the Senate seat long held by late U.S. Senator John McCain. And all of this is to let her build up her war chest, I'm telling you, so she can run again and win. And the only thing we can hope is in 6 years we can crush, Sinema. They said, Governor Ducey's decision to appoint McSally, announced in a statement Tuesday and effective next month, revives her political life less than 2 months after she narrowly lost the race to the state's other Senate seat to Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. It also makes Arizona one of only a handful of states with two women in the U.S. Senate. Prior to Sinema's election, Arizona had never selected a woman to fill a Senate seat. In prepared statements, Ducey and McSally echoed the same sentiment, an expectation that McSally and Sinema, her 2018 political rival, would work together in the Senate. See, there you go. Let's reach across the aisle. That was John McCain. Now they're going to become buddies. And Sinema's bisexual. So you don't get the same hotel rooms. That's all I can say. Because then, you know, you never know what could happen there. She said, she said. So hopefully McSally doesn't make that mistake. Anyway, they were going to have a joint press conference. I didn't watch it, but they had a joint. I guess they did. They said it was here. Ducey cited McSally's military background and 6 deployments to the Middle East and Afghanistan as part of the reason for his selecting her. So Governor Ducey delivered. And I'm guessing this was the agreement all along once McCain bit the dust. Win or lose, McSally would be a winner. And why should Ducey reward other up-and-coming, truly conservative politicians like Kelly Ward, for example? I bet there were many people who qualified. Not just Kelly Ward. I'll be honest, I don't know all of the politicians in Arizona. I only know a handful of them. But these politicians knew Arizona better than the former fighter pilot and representative. There have been people, I mentioned Andy Biggs, been a representative longer than her. They got bupkis. So I see it as politics as usual. Nothing crooked like what Blagojevich did, what he pulled in Atlanta when he was trying to sell the Senate seat that got vacated by Barack Obama, and then Burroughs took over, and then Harry Reid didn't like Burroughs. He was too dark-skinned and had a Negro dialect, so they didn't like him. But it was up for the highest bidder. That's what got Jesse Jackson Jr. in trouble. But whether Ducey, you know, and then the McSally thing, however it was done, I'll tell you this, favors were made, promises were made, deals have been, you know, orchestrated. In Ducey's defense, McSally looks good on paper. Military background, check. Woman, check. Sexuality, unknown, check. Loyal to John McCain, check. I've never met her, but people say McSally's kind of a cold fish. And I know there are women out there, oh, if you're a tough woman, they call you a cold fish. No, you could be. Men have been called cold fish. But she campaigned like a cold fish. I never met her, but I watched her campaigns. And it was like, can somebody tell her to smile in the campaign, you know, commercial? For all I know, you know, in person, she's the life of the party. But it never came through in her commercials or anything close. But what disturbed me most about her, besides her outright lying about protecting the border, is her lack of fight. I sold products to what was then General Dynamics. They got bought by McDonnell Douglas. And General Dynamics was the manufacturer of the F-16 fighter jet. And occasionally when I go out to the base, it was the main building, and I would talk to fighter pilots who were in the lobby because they were there to be testing a new retrofit, or they were going to do touch and goes, or who knows. These were short little dudes, man, for the most part, because the tallest a pilot could be is like 6'2 or something like that. But most of these guys are like 5'6, 5'7 max. Cockiest guys on the planet. Not kidding. And when your job is done tens of thousands of feet in the air at Mach 2.5, you have a reason to be cocky. But I remember a contest where the winner could choose between $10,000 or a flight in an F-16. And the winner of that contest chose the flight. And I remember thinking, so something that a fighter pilot does every day is worth 10 grand doing it only once. Wow. That's like saying I'm going to be in a movie with one of these movie stars, with Denzel. So if I had a job like that, I'd be cocky, but I'd also be able to engage the enemy and win in McSally.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Nobody's going to be surprised by this next story. Nobody. I'm just telling you. It's about the top ethics violators. I don't know if this was just the Senate or House and Senate. Because, man, there are some ethics violators in the House. Maxine Waters leads the pack. You can't violate more ethics than that, than little James Brown. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to Little James Brown, Maxine. What a proud moment for the Me Too movement, too, because Senators Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren and Kamala Sleep With My Boss's Harris represent the worst of politics when it comes to ethics. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for helping us get the show put out more. And I don't know, look, I'll be honest with you guys. We don't control who puts the show on, when you get it, hear it, etc. So, you know, call when you want. We're here. We'll pick up. If you want to be on the show, contact me. I will arrange. If you don't know what time we're in your market, we will Skype an interview. So I'm happy to talk to you. But thanks for promoting the show. And thanks for being here. Because I can't say I wouldn't do it if you weren't here. But knowing that you're here certainly makes me want to produce a good product. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be making some serious announcements here soon about what we're doing. TV, radio stuff, and a host of other things. Projects we're working on. You're going to want to be a part. Believe me. Anyway, I'm back to these two big ethics violators, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. A nonpartisan watch group ranked these two Democratic senators as the top ethics violators of 2018. And here's part of the reason why. During the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, when Harris laughed as Kavanaugh anguished over false allegations, the two politicians fundraised on his misery. It bugs me even to this moment to think about that. Because of the unethical action of these women, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, it's called FACT, filed a complaint back in October with the Senate Select Committee on Ethics targeting the two senators, and here's how it read. Senators Warren and Harris sent campaign fundraising emails based upon their official actions during the confirmation process and upcoming vote of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Warren's fundraising email stated her position on the ongoing hearing and, quote, demand to delay the confirmation vote. The email then states, Elizabeth Warren is running for re-election in 2018. Donate now. Senator Harris sent numerous emails fundraising based upon her official duties. For instance, one of Harris's fundraising emails stated she questioned Judge Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings and indicates her position on the confirmation. She then requests a contribution with a contribute button. Both senators' emails were sent during the confirmation process and before senators were to vote. And their requested campaign donations were intertwined with their official duties as senators. Anybody surprised? Anybody like, oh man, I don't believe it, Kevin. It's not possible. It happened. I remember reading it while it was happening and saying to myself, okay, it's one thing if it were true. Okay, I could give you a little latitude. It wasn't even true. It was a lie. It was a fabricated lie. It was a bold, targeted witch hunt against a good guy. I'm proud to have lost my job over Kavanaugh. You know what it represents to me? That I'm a man of honor. That I mean, I'm not going to tell you I'm always honorable, but I'm saying when it comes to principle, I stand by principle. And when I tell you I stand by principle, I'll stand by principle even if I'm wrong. In other words, I'm saying, no, that didn't come out right. If, for example, standing by Kavanaugh because I know those women were liars, no matter what was possible for me to gain, even if I sided with somebody else for the interim, when it comes down to the fact that if I sided with the left and said, I believe those women, and it turned out Kavanaugh was right, I wouldn't dogmatically stick with that. I would definitely go back and say, no, I made a mistake, Kavanaugh's right, whatever. Even if it were to not benefit me. That's what I meant to say. I don't want to be having misconstrued. So if you get caught in a web of your own deceit, and then you want to back away from, no. You're either right or you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you got to own up to it. End of story. I've eaten a lot of crow in my life, and it doesn't taste very good. So anyway, that's what these women did. Tried to destroy a man, used their treachery to enrich themselves. The complaint continued. Here's what they said. Senate ethics rules prohibit senators from soliciting campaign contributions based upon any action taken in their official capacity. By linking a promise of official action with campaign contributions, a senator violates a, quote, basic principle of Senate ethics that guards against conflicts of interest. The Senate ethics manual is clear that a senator should, quote, never use the prestige or influence of a position in the Senate for personal gain. This provision was intended as a broad prohibition against members, officers, or employees deriving financial benefit directly or indirectly from the use of their official position. Moreover, senators are to act based upon merit, not on partisan affiliation or for campaign contributions. Anybody think that happens? Anybody think that's happening? You watch Gold Rush? You guys watch Gold Rush? When Tony goes, okay, let's make that happening. National Review commented, they said this. Warren, meanwhile, called the ethics complaint frivolous when informed of the filing during a session on the Senate floor, and later called FACT one of these shadowy dark money groups in comment to reporters. So in other words, disregard the actual Senate rules prohibiting what she did, and let's do this. Democrats are famous for it. Blame the messenger. Forget what I did. So what, I did it. See, Democrats are famous for that. Those rules don't apply to me because the greater good. And what's the greater good? One, we got to get rid of Kavanaugh. The Me Too movement must flourish. Two, I need to get reelected. In order for me to for the ends to justify the means, I got to be able to get reelected. If I don't get reelected, all bets are off. Just ask Hillary. Man, these women should be run out of Congress for their blatant lies against Justice Kavanaugh. Yet Democrats consider both of these shrews potential presidential candidates. Let that sink in for a bit. You not only railroad a dude, you railroad this man. You almost ruin his life. You potentially ruin his relationship with his daughters and their friends and associates, with the community where he was coaching basketball, in his hometown, the relationship with his wife, his job as a judge, his standing in the community, and so on. And you do it just because you're politically inclined to do it, just because you have the power. You feel as though he's not the right person. So you decide you're going to ruin his life. And then in doing so, while it's going on, while this man is crying, he's so distraught. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been in that emotional state where I just would rather wring your neck than look at you, because of the thing that you did that's so blatantly egregious. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, I've done some bad things to people. You know, not rarely intentionally, but, you know, maybe you jilted some ex-lover or girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, right? Or you just something, things worked out in your favor, and you maybe you were a little more complicit in making it happen than you should have been or whatever. But I would never in my wildest dreams think to do anything close to what these people did to him. And Kavanaugh's story isn't even a bad one. There are people that have been targeted. They've sicked the IRS on them. They've sicked the Justice Department on them. And they try to do that with Kavanaugh. Donald Trump's a good example. The Democrats are sicking the Justice Department on a man that has done nothing. They sicked the Justice Department on Flynn, Papadopoulos, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and many others, knowing nothing is gone. There's no connection, nothing. Manafort's another one. And they don't care. They would fundraise over this. They would dance on your grave. Any of these people committed suicide, lost their livelihood, lost their wives, children not speak to them, Democrats wouldn't care one iota. These people should be run out of Congress. These are the last types of leaders.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.